Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Friday, December 12th. I'm Charles Palke with these news updates from around Wyoming. Lawmakers on the Joint Appropriations Committee are almost finished with the second week of hearing state agencies' funding requests. Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor reports education funding was difficult to nail down.
Wyoming is set to spend about $2.5 billion on schools, but there's still a lot in motion that could affect it. The biggest elephant in the room is the ongoing recalibration process. Lawmakers will draft a bill this upcoming session reworking how Wyoming funds its public schools. The specifics of that individual bill will impact how funding is calculated in the overall state budget bill. Democratic Representative Trey Sherwood of Laramie said this will require making adjustments up to and into the budget session this winter. Property taxes are one source of revenue for Wyoming schools, and the state passed various property tax relief bills in recent years. But Republican Representative John Baer of Gillette stressed that it's not hurting schools. He said the state overestimated the impact of property tax relief and underestimated investment earnings. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jeff Victor.
And for its final meeting this year, lawmakers will hear from the Department of Family Services, the Stable Token Commission, and the Military Department. Governor Mark Gordon is examining complaints submitted by 19 voters against Platte County's commissioners. Wyoming Public Radio's Chris Clements reports the complaints range from allegations of misconduct in office to alleged violations of the Open Meetings Act.
The complaints claim two of Platte County's three commissioners met with an energy company about a wind, solar, and battery storage project for Chugwater without allowing members of the press or the public inside. One complaint alleges the Wyoming Press Association sent the commissioners a cease and desist letter regarding that meeting. Another alleges two of the commissioners never filed campaign finance reports, which appeared to violate state election law. The complaints are the fourth to hit Gordon's desk this year, joining two batches from Weston County about election errors and one from Hot Springs County. Gordon says if necessary, he'll conduct an investigation. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Chris Clements.
Many ranchers in our region are starting to track and move their cattle with GPS collars. That technology can cost thousands of dollars, but as Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Merzbach reports, funding is coming from some unexpected places.
Federal grants, nonprofits, and a carbon credit company, Kateri Carbon. It pays for GPS collars so cattle ranchers can draw customized virtual fences on an app. Kateri founder Ben Varis says this prevents overgrazing.
Improving your native perennial grasses results in improvement in soil carbon.
Kateri measures any new carbon stored in the ground and sells it to companies trying to offset their emissions, including Shell. The Center of Biological Diversity's Stephanie Feldstein takes issue with this model. She says carbon credits like this allow oil and gas companies to keep polluting other places.
That's not really helping advance anything in the fight against climate change.
Varis says the company is working with 18 ranchers in our region, including at the Pitchfork Ranch in Meteetse. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
More than 700 University of Wyoming students will receive degrees in ceremonies tomorrow. The new graduates include 521 undergraduates, 209 graduate students, and 6 law students. The winter commencement ceremony will be held at the Arena Auditorium on campus starting at 10 a.m., and shuttles will be available from parking locations. The event will be live streamed on uwyo.edu/commencement. The Wyoming Department of Transportation is responsible for roughly 350 snowplows across the state. As winter settles in, Alex Searle with Wyoming News Now talked to WyDOT's Jordan Young about what it takes to keep them all up and running.
This starts with vehicle checks every shift, where they check both the inside and outside of the vehicle before hitting the road.
And there's a lot of equipment within the plow that the operator has to use to control both blades, the front blade and the wing blade, as well as the salt sand distribution and the lights and all sorts of different switches and stuff. So they test all of that as well.
These regular checks are crucial, as many of these trucks are also used year-round on things like paving roads and pothole repair in the summer months. This year-round work makes the trucks collect a lot of mileage, so mechanics work hard to make sure the snowplows still operate to the standard that is expected.
That's Wyoming News Now's Alex Searle reporting. And finally, calling all musicians and podcasters, the Wyoming Arts Council and Wyoming Humanities are looking for tracks for the upcoming 2026 Wyoming Road Trip playlist. The Spotify playlist brings together tunes and stories to showcase the talents of Wyomingites around the state. The application is open until January 26th. Musicians and podcasters must live in Wyoming to apply. Artists need to already have their work on Spotify to be considered. And now let's hear from Ivy Engel for a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. Bighorn High School Drama recently pulled off a four-peat win at the Wyoming State Thespian Festival. The Sheridan Press reports the team defeated second-place Torrington by just 1 point. 16 of the students also qualified to compete in the International Thespian Festival in Indiana in June. A Jackson third grade educator has won a national research award. The Jackson Hole News and Guide reports Spanish teacher Angela Fio Lazarte Gonzalez will spend 6 months next year at the University of Glasgow in Scotland. As part of the Fulbright Distinguished Awards and Teaching Research Program, she'll focus on identifying effective strategies for teacher training, development, and retention in schools with linguistically diverse students. A Laramie Middle School teacher has also received a national award. STEM teacher Garrett Halsey was given the Milken Educator Award in a surprise school assembly. He was recognized for his innovative instruction, hands-on STEM experiences, and willingness to mentor other teachers. He's the sole Wyoming recipient this year. And according to SpinBlitz.com, Grand Teton National Park is the second best dark night sky hotspot in the U.S. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. Which Wyoming State Park attracts the most visitors each year? Send us your answer to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout-out to the first person with the correct answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, what was the very first newspaper published in Wyoming? That would be the Wyoming Weekly Leader, which began publication on September 19, 1867 in Cheyenne, becoming the first regularly published newspaper in the state. Congratulations to Adele McDonald, who was the first to submit the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Congratulations to this weekend's UW graduates. Enjoy graduation and have a terrific weekend. And join me again on Monday.